God's decree concerning salvation is so certain that it is as if the saints of God were already in the heavenly home with Him. That is amazing and sounds too good to be true, but it is true. Romans chapter 8, verses 28 to 30 is one of the most amazing passages in all the Bible. It reads, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called, and whom He called, them He also justified, and whom He justified, them He also glorified." What an amazing passage of Scripture. The text states first the certainty of the child of God that good will come to him. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Now, how can we be sure of that? Well, we trust God, and He makes all things work out for good. The term know, K-N-O-W, means absolute knowledge, full knowledge, assured knowledge. It's more than wishful thinking. It's a certain assurance based upon a knowledge of facts. Now, that does not mean all things are good, but that the essence of all things work out for good. It does not mean all things are good for all persons, but all things work out for good to those who love God and are called according to His purpose. Who are the called ones for whom God makes all things work out for good? The term called is used in the New Testament of that calling which had its origin, nature, and destiny in heaven. Ephesians 1:18 calls it His calling. Philippians 4:13, a high calling. 2 Thessalonians 1:11, your calling. 2 Timothy 1:9, a holy calling. Hebrews 3:1, a heavenly calling. Ephesians 4:4, one hope of your calling. It's more than a general call of God extended to all mankind. It is the call which has received or responds. Therefore, the called are those who have been saved. To be called means that you are a believing Christian. All things work out for good, not only to those who are called, but also to those called ones who love God. Now that means those in whom the love of God is shed abroad by the Holy Spirit, and this further identifies them as the saints of God. How can we be positive that all things are made to work out for good to the people of God? Well, the answer lies in a recognition of the sovereignty of God over all persons and things. Verses 29 and 30 set forth the chain of divine sovereignty which reaches from eternity before time to eternity after time. Notice its reading. For whom He, that is God, whom God did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called, and whom He called, them He also justified, and whom He justified, them He also glorified. Now that is the revelation of the eternal, victorious purpose of God in regard to His dear children. There are five links in the chain of divine sovereignty. Foreknowledge, predestination, calling, justification, and glorification. Let us review them one by one. Foreknowledge is the basis of God's ordaining counsel. It's the exercise of His omniscience. The term so translated foreknow here occurs seven times in the New Testament. Two times it refers to man's previous knowledge based on circumstances. The other times it refers to God's prior knowledge of what He will do in time then future. It is used concerning the crucifixion of Jesus, for instance, who was delivered up by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God. It is God's previous knowledge of what He would do in the future. The term translated predestinate means to mark a boundary, to determine, to appoint, to predetermine, to set a course for future events, to determine before. It is used many times in the Bible to speak of God's plan for the ages. Two things are said in this text as to be predestinated of God. First, that those who are saved should be conformed to the image of Jesus. That is, that they should grow in spiritual likeness to Him in this world and be totally conformed to His likeness at the resurrection of the physical body. And second, that many should be saved through Jesus Christ, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. The predestinating has to do with us Christians, that we be like Christ, and with Christ, that He might have many brethren through salvation by grace. Now, many people have gotten caught up in the doctrine of predestination. Some are fearful of it, but there's no need to be worried. It is a precious doctrine which says, in substance, that God is in control of all things and will work them out to the good of those who are saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. That's the evident meaning of Romans 8:28. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Calling is the expression in time of the purpose of God from eternity. It is an effectual call, which is indicated here. It is a call which gets a response. It refers to the ministry of the Holy Spirit by which He convicts a person of sin, brings him to repentance and faith, and borns him into the family of God. It is a divine ministry from beginning to end. As Jesus said, "No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him." Now, the Bible presents the truths of God's call and man's response. Just thank God for the privilege of being one who has responded to His call by the Holy Spirit. Justification is the blessed act of God by which He declares as righteous and receives without reservation the repenting and trusting sinner. It refers to the right to stand before God as one who is free from sin and uncondemned. Romans 5:1 speaks of our being justified by faith. It is grace on God's part, faith on our part, by which we enter into the experience of a justified one. Reference to being glorified looks far into the future. It is a daring anticipation of faith, as Paul writes of the glorification of the believer in Jesus Christ, as if it had already been realized. Glorified means to do honor to one, to make one glorious. And that is what God will do for His dear children in Jesus Christ. Look at those verbs. Foreknow, predestinate, called, justified, glorified. They're all past tense. It is declaring the foreknowing, predestinating, calling, justifying, and glorifying as if they were all past. And they are in the mind of God. That means God's decree concerning salvation is so certain that it is as if the saints of God were already in the heavenly realms with Him. That is amazing. It sounds too good to be true, and yet it is true. You see, salvation in Jesus Christ is not an uncertain thing. It is as sure as the eternal purpose of God. To be saved, truly saved through faith in Jesus, is to be absolutely guaranteed of eternal bliss. It is as certain as if it were already realized. Praise the Lord. Now, Father, we thank You and praise Your name because of what You've done for us in Jesus Christ. Thank You for sure salvation and that all things are made to work together for good to those whom You've called and who love You. Thank You for Your blessed grace and divine purpose which foreknew, predestinated, called, justified, and glorified us. And we accept with joy all that You have given us in Jesus Christ as we offer praise and thanks to You in His name. Amen.